We are 17 lines down from the top of Yudches Amud Bey's first wide line. Tanu Rabbanan, Haholech le'etz tadinin, if someone goes to a stadium, l'charkom, another type of event, v'rasham es anachashem es hachabarim, bukion, mukion, molion, velulion, belorin, salgorin, harizamoshav leitzim. If you see these charmers, etc., all these different types of leitzanim, as Rashi says, it is considered a moshav leitzim. It's a place where scoffers sit. Valeim makas of Omer, and based on that, the verse says, "Ashri ha'ish asher lo halach ba'atzas rishayim." Praised is the man who doesn't sit among the council of the wicked. Ki'im b'toras Hashem chefzo, that they're the ones who are only dwelling and enveloped in the Torah of Hashem. Halamanata, you see from here, shedavarim halalam avi es adam lidei bitol Torah, that this also brings a person to bitol Torah. So it sounds like there are possibly two prohibitions. There's moshav leitzim, which is a prohibition in and of itself, and then bitol Torah is also a prohibition. It's not that moshav leitzim leads to bitol Torah. It's that there's moshav leitzim and there's bitol Torah. We have a brisa which states that you can go to an itzadin. How can that be? The reason why it's permissible is that if you have if there's a Jew who is being gored in the stadium, a person will be able to shout and save him and prevent his death. So it's pikuach nefesh. Of course you can do something like that. Why would it be mutter to go to the Charkom? Medina, because, as Rashi says, Jews who are living in the city will be able to plead on behalf of other Jews to save them. But this permission to do so is only if you're not counted among the soldiers. But if you're counted among them, then it would be prohibited. So nevertheless, we have a machlokas of steer in the prices. Kasha itzdadinin itzdadinin kasha bekarkom akarkom. How do we resolve the contradiction? Bishlam akarkom akarkom lokasha. The idea of the karkom, of the soldiers, we're not concerned in that stadium. Why? Kan b'mischashi v'imon, kan she'en mischashi v'imon. You're counted among the soldiers, the one you're not. And that's how you can say one time it's mutter, one time it's not. Ela itzdadinin itzdadinin kasha. How do you resolve the contradiction about it? Just going into the stadium to be a spectator? Tanahi, that actually is another machlokas tanoim. D'tanya, ein hochen litzdadinin mibnei moshev leitzim, v'rav nasan matir mibnei shnei dvarim. So Rav Nassan said it was prohibited because of Moshav Leitzim. However, the Tanna Kama said you can't go because of Moshav Leitzim. Rav Nassan permitted it. B'nei Shnei Devarim for two reasons. Echad b'nei Shetzavach u'matzel. One, because you have the opportunity to save another Jew. Ve'echad b'nei Shemeid Edus Isha L'asiyah. You will be able to testify for a woman to allow her to remarry because you'll be able to see if, in fact, her husband was killed. So if we just stop right here, it would be clear that if a person, or not clear, but at least you could argue that if a person wanted to go to a stadium, a sporting event, so there wouldn't be a heter to do so. Number one, because it's Moshav Leitzim. Number two is Bittul Torah. And even Reb Nassan, who was Matir, he only permitted it to save another person's life, or Meir Eidos Isha. There's no concern about that. There's no Pikuach Nefesh in those types of situations. Tanu Rabbanan. However, maybe we can find a reason to be a little more lenient in the next Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan ein hochen letartios ulekar kasios mibneishim zablin sham zibul lavoris kochavim divrei Rav Meir. Says Rav Meir, you know why you're not allowed to go to these stadiums or theaters? It's because they're mezabel zibul lavoris kochavim. They prepare for avodah zarah to give the gifts to it. They oversee the needs of the Avodah Zarah in these places. Tosfos says it's a little more specific. They actually offer korbanos to the idols in these places. That's Rav Meir's approach. The Chachamim Omrim, Mokom Shemizablin Aser Mibnei Chashad Ovedes Kochavim. Now, a place where they're mizabel, where they oversee the needs, or they're making a sacrifice, is certainly prohibited because of the concern of the person doing idolatry. Umakom She'ein Mizablin Shem, Aser Mibnei Moshav Leitzim, but a place where they're not being mezabel, then it's a problem of Moshav Leitzim. My benayu, what's the difference between these two opinions? Amrav Chanina Misura Nasa VeNasa Nike benayu. The difference between The two would be about one who bought or sold there. According to our mayor, he would be concerned for the money of idolatry, and therefore he would forbid its bidyeved, but the chachamim would be more makel. But again, here you have a situation where when you want to put it into sporting events, would it be permissible to attend from a halachic basis? Well, according to the Chachamim, it would be an issue of Moshav Leitzim, wouldn't be an issue of Mezabel LaAvodas Kochavim. Would it be considered Moshav Leitzim? Is it specifically connected to Avodah Zarah? Or is Moshav Leitzim just general, a prohibition of just being a scoffer? Are you being a scoffer when you're in a sporting event, or it's just you're being mevatel Torah? Maybe it's a chance to recharge your batteries. A lot of different factors. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked this question. Rav Moshe Feinstein answered it. Interestingly, I saw an idea from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. The Ramah in Hilchos Pesach writes that there are those who have a minhag not to play cards on Pesach because maybe there was some chametz nuksha that was on the cards, and it might lead to chimutz. So based on that, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says, "Well, hold on a second. How are you playing cards? That's bittul Torah. It's moshav leitzim." So he said, "No, any active game is permissible. That's not a moshav leitzim because you're doing something. You're being active. That's okay. So things that when you're active, you have certainly have a heter to be involved in those games. But just to be a passive observer, maybe there's more reason to be strict."
Darash Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi expounded, "My dechsev ashri eish shter lo halach ba'atas rishayim uvederech chatim lo amar v'moshav leitzim lo yashav v'chi me'achar shlo halach heichan amar." If a person is not walking in the council of the sinners, so how is he standing there? How is he committed? U'me'achar shlo amar, and if he's not there, then heichan yashav, well, how is he sitting? Well, if he's not sitting, how does he become a leit? How is he a scoffer? So what is this? How do you understand this? Is to tell you, if you go and follow their counsel, eventually you're going to stay with them. But if you stay with them, then you're going to sit there and dwell with them. Once you dwell with them, and then you're going to become a scoffer. And if you scoff, all of a kasav omer, based on that, the pasuk says, based on him, if you're going to be a wise man, that's good. But if you're going to be a slate, if you're going to be a scoffer, you're on your own. And you will bear your own sin. And we'll continue Mirtz Hashem about the rest of the Gemara about being elates. But this, again, just to recap, so there's a whole discussion about going to stadiums and other places. Again, there was much more idolatry than our modern stadiums, but nevertheless, there certainly is an aspect of Bittul Torah and Moshav Leitzim, and each person should speak to their own Rabbein and get the appropriate advice as to what is best for them. But it does appear that the minhag ha'olam is to be lenient.